Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. Does anyone else miss the financial news that used to run on Channel 3 after Ag Day and before Early Today? Now there's something called Touch Vision, which comes across totally canned and overproduced, and yet it has current news. The reason I'm even bringing it up is that last week they had a fluff, supposed to be humorous piece on the annoying types of people who fill out March Madness NCAA tournament brackets. I'm usually in every March Madness pool. I love the tournament, but I didn't get in this year since I hadn't seen a single game and one of my perennial faves, Syracuse, is in deep trouble right now. The story started with Superficial Sally, who picks teams based solely on the cuteness of the mascot. Okay, there are people out there who make their picks that way when they don't know the teams. Why not? Then they went on to list seven more types of annoying ways to make tournament selections. They had the sleeper, the procrastinator, the cheapskate, and others. I kept waiting for another one of the types to be a woman. I know lots of women who participate with knowledge in the bracket picking, but there wasn't another woman represented on the list. They were all men. I know it seems odd that I felt women were marginalized in this story because we were relegated to the pat on the head of picking teams by mascot. They were busting on people in this story, for heaven's sake. But isn't that the equality we all want? To be part of the joke? When we are included in the joke, that's when we have gained equal footing. This story on bracket selection did not endear me to Touch Vision. I usually change the channel the minute it comes on. With this story, I was starting to feel it should be called Out of Touch Vision. When it first appeared, I thought it was just temporary filler and that it might go away after a few weeks, but it stayed in that prize time slot. I had to find out, what is Touch Vision? Touch Vision is an American digital broadcast and internet television network. The service provides rolling news coverage that is distributed to television, mobile, and tablet platforms. I'm a news junkie, but I had not heard the term rolling news. Have I become that out of touch living behind the Redwood Curtain? I had to look it up. Rolling news is any continuous news broadcast, especially 24 hours a day. Also, a channel, service, or station reporting news continuously. Back to Touch Vision. Touch Vision is described as a reimagination of TV news, local, global, and beyond, a news movie of the world at the moment. Touch Vision is aimed at a young adult's demographic of the millennials plus generation who grew up using digital technology. I guarantee this is not a commercial for Touch Vision. I will still change the channel to watch Anne-Marie Green on CBS Early Morning News, but I thought it was worth sharing. This is Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.